You got the head. Right now it is 70 degrees in Oberlin.
It's Bulls Eye on the Afternoon with Andy Bull Barch and Matt Douglas on AM 930 WEOL.
Sun's out. We're having fun. We're having a blast here at Lorenzo's Pizzeria here in Oberlin for our Spotlight on Oberlin series. It's Bull's Eye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Happy that you've dialed in. And we've got one final guest on the show with us, a guy we've met and seen so many times as we've been out and about doing remotes ever since this show launched in late February 2017. Pete Aldridge is joining us now with Lorenzo's. Your phone's ringing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yep, guilty as charged. That's all right. It's all good. You're a superstar, man. You told me earlier today you had to say no to three catering bookings because you guys are crazy busy right now.
Yes, we are. I've got a few dates open if anybody's interested in the Beautiful Flame, but they are filling up very quickly.
Well, this is awesome. We appreciate you guys having us out here. This has been a blast for us. And, you know, it doesn't take much to get guys like him and I going because when you bring food to the table, we're automatically in. But I remember the first time that we saw you, you know, you were telling us we were over at the Lorain International Festival.
Correct.
And I think it was just lucky on our part that they put us right next to each other. That was my first taste of Lorenzo's. It's fantastic stuff. You mentioned to me you've been with these guys for a couple of years, right?
4 years.
4 years. Okay. And, you know, I was introduced to the blush Italian salad dressing, a.k.a. the pink dressing. Jim Vandermark at Vandermark Jewelers turned me on to this a couple days ago. He said, when you go there, you got to try it. You're going to love it. Jim had told me the story about how he was at that Best of Lorain County event, which we were all at last year, and he said, you know, I was so hungry because I was sitting there doing my thing at Best of Lorain County, and Pete had actually sent someone back down to Oberlin to get me the antipasto salad with the pink dressing. How is it that those two go together so well?
It's just the blush dressing goes great with anything. We have people dip their pizza crust in it.
All right.
Breadsticks. Funny story, we were doing a wedding about 3 years ago, and we put it in carafes. People thought it was wine. They found out quickly that it wasn't, but it wasn't too bad.
It's good, but it's not wine. I'm sure people can recognize that there pretty quick.
Hey, if it's good enough to drink, you guys must be doing something well, because I've heard people say more about it. Ever since I had heard about this a couple days ago, I've heard more people come forward and say, oh, yeah, the pink dressing. Like, they know exactly what you're talking about. So I can't wait to try this bottle. You gave me one to take home, so I'm very, very happy about that. You guys are crazy busy. I know you mentioned the booking thing we mentioned a few minutes ago with catering. You guys are always looking for openings, but you guys are filling up fast. You were telling me about some of the venues you're going to beginning this Friday. You guys are going to be at the Rockin' on the River event.
Yes, this will be our fourth year at Rocking on the River ever since they came to Lorain. Called Bob early the day that it came out in the paper, and we had the paperwork the next day, and we were in it.
You guys are back at the International Festival this year as well?
This year we're the Pizza Challenge in Berea, same weekend, so we're double booked that weekend already.
Wow.
Lorain County Fair. We've been to Wayne County Fair in the past, the Lurie Apple Festival. 4th of July, maybe downtown Lorain for their gig. Illyria Fireworks, most likely.
So you guys are all over, and it's unmistakable. I mean, I think people know you guys because of the great pizzas and the flame, right?
Yes. Last year we did events in Youngstown, Columbus, and Toledo.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of funny when you're driving down the turnpike and a state trooper is pulling up beside you and see smoke coming out of the
I suppose that might be a little strange. Pete, you mentioned you guys do catering, and you mentioned you were at a wedding. What sort of things do you typically get requests for when you go out and do the catering? Are people getting the pizza?
They get pizza, store pizza, sometimes store pizza, sometimes the flame. We can do pasta. Lasagna is very popular.
Nice.
Our salads, obviously, the antipasto is very popular.
Yeah, so the Italian dish is essentially going out there. It obviously sounds very good here, and obviously a strong following here as we hit dinner time, and it looks like you guys have just about packed the place here tonight.
And starting in 2 weeks on Mondays, we have Paws on the Patio.
Oh, nice.
People bring their dogs in, and 10% of the revenues go to pet rescue.
Well, that's really cool. Yeah.
Very nice. I've heard the Sicilian meatballs are also
awesome.
A big hit.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know you can't really give us the secret behind the ingredients here, but what makes the Sicilian meatballs so darn good?
Just we've got a blend of meat that we use and some ingredients that might not be what you think goes into meatballs.
Oh, okay. All right. Fair enough.
Good way to put it.
Again, I don't want you giving away any secrets here. So I've got to ask you this. You and I talked before we came on the air today, and I promised you I'd bring this up. I'm awfully intrigued by the idea. You've been associated with an event called the Mud Bowl. And I think in some cases it could be called the Ice Bowl or maybe the Snow Bowl because of where it's played and when it's played. This is a softball game on New Year's Eve?
New Year's Day.
New Year's Day, okay.
Kind of sponsored by the Polish Club. It's over 80 years ago. Funeral home, and the name escapes me, and the 50, I think it was a bar called the 58 Club or 57 Club, something like that, started playing each other, and it's evolved. We had one guy who had played since he was like 5 or 6, Steve Kaminsky, who just passed away, but his last couple years he came and at least did the first pitch.
Oh, wow. Okay, now you said you umpire these games.
Yes.
How long have you been umpiring?
About 10 years.
What got you into umpiring?
I was smart enough not to play.
Okay, all right. I guess that makes sense. So when you umpire a game like that, that's got to be a blast because I envision this game as being a little competitive but very lightly competitive because people are just there to have a great time.
Oh, everybody has fun. Go out, have a toast usually, say a prayer. Somebody does the national anthem.
That's cool.
We play ball. Sometimes we play very quickly. and then we all go and have some adult fun and beverage.
Very nice. That seems to be a recurring theme on today's show, doesn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Not the first
works
time we've heard
though.
That. It works for everybody. Now, see, when it comes to softball, everybody's got a different way of looking at things. Depending on who you talk to, the last softball game I played, and I went like 0 for 25. If you ask me,
yeah,
I went 1 for 4. So
the official scorer thinks it was more like 0 for 25.
I kind of wish you had umpired that game because then you could have my back and you would have seen that I actually had one hit. But then again, we'll go off on that tangent a different day. We've talked about how busy you guys are in the summertime. You guys have been crazy successful. The food's fantastic. Service is outstanding here. But you guys also get out in the community. For those who are interested in finding out more about what you guys do or maybe booking you in the future, how can they get a hold of you?
You can either call the store at 440-775-0118, ask for myself or Larry Cariglio, or my cell phone is 440-281-5580.
See, it's easy access right there. Yeah. You want to book something, you call Pete, he'll take care of it. Well, Matt Douglas and I are close to the finish line. We've got about 10 more minutes. I'm putting my dinner order in when I get done here. I can't wait, man. I've been watching people get their food over the last 3 hours. You were kind enough to give us a pepperoni pie earlier. It was fantastic. One of the absolute greatest pies you will ever have, no question about that. Pete, thanks again for having us, man.
Thank you.
All right, time for a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We'll come back here in just a moment to wrap things up from Lorenzo's Pizzeria on our spotlight on Oberlin. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.